Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.
Chuck Chat Freestyle for November 7th, 2007. Just you, me, and this empty house. Just got home. The girls are, I think, at an orthodontist appointment, according to the calendar. Julie had some crazy schedule tonight. I don't know if they will be home shortly, so I'll record you this short note. It's been a long time since we just had a friendly chat. Freestyle is an audio blog about things that happen to me in my life behind the scenes of the podcast or podcasts that I do. I'm rummaging around in the refrigerator to see if I can find something to eat. Can't overeat because it is a karate night, and anytime I eat a big meal and then go to karate, it always comes back to haunt me. Not a good situation. Especially on Thursdays when it's sparring night. Fortunately, this is Wednesday. Only Wednesday. It seems like I've been working, and the work week should be over by now. The temperatures have dropped. It's been a crazy week. Not that those two things are related. Crazy week at work. Temperatures are in the 30s. What would they be, about 1 or 2 Celsius? Just going to make a quick sandwich. Put some half and half rye in the toaster oven. It's cold. I got out the long leather jacket. You know, the one that Neo or Morpheus or whoever wears it on The Matrix. That's what I get accused of looking like, especially when I put on my dark sunglasses. Crazy, crazy stuff. Last week, we had a resignation from our IT guy in Raleigh, North Carolina, and did some scrambling to get a contractor. The contractor showed up Wednesday, did 3 days of training, and then didn't come back Monday. Accepted an offer with another company, which kind of ticked me off. But do what I got to do, get back into recruiting mode. Got some candidates, got one lined up now, and then this morning I get a message that the permanent guy is leaving or gone. So now I have nobody to train him. So the contractor will be starting Monday, and I got to send one of my guys down there to do the training. Fun stuff. Life as an IT manager. Can't beat it. Wouldn't trade it for anything. Just think some people are making poor career decisions that are costing me some time and money. Hard to keep projects moving forward when you got people pulling stunts like that. Oh well, makes for good material for the manager roundtable mailing list. Just got the mail, and I have received a package from the Illinois Tollway, and I know exactly what this is. This is an iPass. It means I don't have to pay tolls, stop and throw cash in the little tollways anymore. I got tired of doing that. I'm not a resident of Illinois. The iPass system is used in Illinois. I have $40 credit on my iPass. Ooh, it comes with an owner's manual. A whole 8.5 by 11 sheet folded in half. Double-sided. And a rather unimpressive, if I remember. Ooh, it's changed. The ones we have at work are a little different. Wrapped in this foil wrap. It looks like a candy bar. Maybe this hasn't changed. I thought it was bigger. A little white box with some Velcro. It's an RF transmitter, if I remember right, and radio frequency thing. So as you go through these toll gates, it picks up the radio frequency signal, and that deducts it from your online bill. When you get down to a certain amount, you can automatically recharge it with more money. I don't know if it has a battery in there. Oh, toast is done. Time to make sandwich. I registered my vehicle and Donna's vehicle, so in case I need to run to O'Hare Airport or we pass through that way again on a trip, we'll be all set. I just got tired of doing that. In 30 days, I took 3 trips through that area, and it's twice as expensive to pay in cash. You'll pay $2 or $3 in a toll just to get to the airport. Sometimes up to $5, depending on which way you go and what the rate is, in cash. And then you can save money by using these electronic things. There's a $10 deposit. I'm not sure when you ever get it back, if at all. And then I put $40 of credit on the thing. Probably last me a whole year, maybe even longer. Works for me. You don't have to slow down. You just keep driving through. I accidentally drove through one a couple of weeks ago. Coming back from O'Hare, there's construction on 294. Highway 294, it's a tollway. And the construction had me in the wrong lane. Before I knew it, I was up to the wrong toll gate, the automatic ones. And I got a little panicky. I know you can pay them online, but I did not. I think you're allowed a little bit of leniency. They're not going to go after every 75-cent offender. Never got a bill or anything. So maybe they'll take it off my iPass now that they know who I am. Wouldn't that be funny? My $40 of credit is now $38.75 or something. What else has been happening? Oh, my back. How could I forget about that? Back in August, which is now 3 months ago. Time flies, doesn't it? Back in August, had a doctor appointment and mentioned that my back is still sore. Chronically sore. It's been this way for at least 20 years and gradually getting worse. And the way I know it's getting worse is because in karate class, which I've been taking for about 14 months now, just recently graduated to rank of blue stripe belt, for those of you who care. I'm about halfway through the belt, but a third of the way through the actual time commitment it takes to become a black belt through the Karate America chain. Well, I told the doctor, this is getting worse. I've tried stretching, I've tried massages, I've tried chiropractic, and it's just not getting any better. Something systemic is wrong and getting worse. So we did some x-rays, and he said, looks like you've got a squashed disc between L4 and L5, which is pretty low, around the belt line. And he said, I recommend you get an MRI. Oh, yippee, spend more money. So went to the MRI place, a magnetic resonance imaging, and that's that kind of tunnel or tubular-shaped apparatus. I didn't realize how noisy those things were. Oh my goodness, they give you earplugs, and it was still noisy. And while I'm in this thing, the stepper motors are stepping away, doing their little magnetic thing. And taking their magnetic images of different layers and things of my spine. I was hoping to see a 3D model rendered somewhere, but that must be something else. And I have this habit, when I hear something rhythmic, to start tapping my foot or moving my arm or something, and my body goes into this rhythmic thing. You know, almost like a built-in dance algorithm. Only I couldn't do it while I was laying in this tunnel, because you have to hold perfectly still or the image will come out blurry. So instead I started humming. Unfortunately, nobody could hear me because the thing was so noisy. But very interesting. We got the MRI back, and they said, yes, you've got a partially herniated disc. I said, well, at least we know what the cause is now. Now, what do we do about it? Made an appointment to see the neurosurgeon, and that took 2 months, which is kind of funny. You get doctor appointments. Some days you call them up, and they say, come in the next day. And other times you call a doctor, and they say it'll take 3 months to see them. Must just be the specialist or whatever field they're in. Well, I went to see the neurosurgeon a couple of weeks ago, and she said, actually, it was her assistant, because I could see the assistant sooner than I could see the actual neurosurgeon. We looked at the MRI, came to the same conclusion. It's partially herniated. I have a partially herniated disc, which is affecting mobility, and there's no shooting pains. A lot of times these things, when they are herniated, they start pushing against nerves, and you get shooting pains down your legs, and not good stuff. So I said, I want to nip this in the bud. Where do we start? She said, well, there's surgery. I said, ugh, no, that'll interrupt my karate schedule. I'm on target to graduate in the fall of 09 to black belt. Now, I don't want to mess that schedule up. 3 years is long enough. I'm not crippled, so let's stay away from that if we can. There's what they call an epidural steroid injection. It won't make me Arnold Schwarzenegger muscular and whatnot. And from what I know about epidural injections, based on what I heard from birthing class way back when the girls were still in their mother's stomach, epidurals can be quite painful. I said, how long does that injection last to relieve the pain or swelling or inflammation or whatever it does? Oh, I should mention that first we did a blood test to see if there was an infection. I was really kind of hoping it was, because then you could take, I don't know, antibiotics or something and reduce the infection. But that wasn't the case. Blood test came back all right. Well, epidural steroid injections are good. Some people, they last a year. Some people, they last a week. What else do we have? Physical therapy. Oh, yippee. Whenever somebody gets an injury and they want to rehab, they go to physical terrorist is what they call them. So I said, well, we'll start there since it's the least invasive. We'll do a couple of sessions, see how it goes. So I've got that scheduled up for Friday, and we'll see how it goes. That's the medical update. I'll give you an update on that when it comes through, so we get the back. I've got a new boss. He was on site this week. We have a new position, Director of Technology Services, which includes IT. I'm the manager for IT where I work. And they created a new position because I've been trying to operate at multiple levels, VPs, senior VPs, directors, managers, and it's just been blowing my mind how difficult this is, and the company was not getting the strategic thinking they needed while I was operating at a tactical level. Been a manager for a whopping 2 years, and while I gained a lot of experience and appreciate all the help everybody externally has been giving me, special thanks to Mark Horseman and Michael Ozan over at the Manager Tools podcast. I did not have what it takes I applied, but I did not get to interview. As it turns out, one of our managers from our North Carolina office got the position. Kudos to him. I have no regrets. I'm sure we'll make a great team and get a lot of stuff done. We had our first one-on-one meeting today. And sat in on a couple of other meetings together in the past few days. So we've got a real good direction, off to a good start. I feel very good about where this is going and want to help him in any way possible. So that's really the end of that story. My sandwich is getting cold. I'm going to give it a few bites and get karate tonight. Hopefully I'll remain intact. Nothing serious. This is Monday and Wednesdays are just workouts. Thursday is sparring, and I've been taking a few of those off. There's more risk of injury there. Sometimes they allow us to do weapons training as well, like bow staff. And having a lot of fun with that. I just love it. In terms of, you know, just having a good old time right now, loving it. You know, there's a lot of things that could be considered stressful, but you know, the family's doing well. I'm doing well, enjoy work, enjoying exercise, enjoying the recreational time. Can never spend enough time with the family, especially when they're not here. Don't know what happened there. But, almost forgot. If you haven't heard the news, or I haven't blogged lately, and that's what this is. This is just a blog. Podcasting for Dummies. I've been named the co-author of the second edition of Podcasting for Dummies, working with T. Morris. We had a great meeting a couple weeks ago where we went through the outline. The outline was due on the 29th of October. We made that deadline. It's verbally been approved, and now we can begin work. So last night, we sat down and divvied up the chapters. You do this, I do that, you do this. Together, we'll do that one, and I'm ready to go. T. is in a bit of a downer right now. He's been having problems with his computers and some things with the family, but I try to lend support wherever possible to him. He's been a great inspiration and a great mentor to me in the writing business, and I look forward to working with him. All of the work has to be done on the book by March 31st, a deadline I'm certain we can make, especially I want to get a jump start on this. So instead of sitting around and waiting for the formal approval and contract and everything, I want to get what I can get done ASAP to meet or beat these deadlines. And then we'll go from there. I have a call, hopefully tomorrow, with an agent. Don't have an agent yet. Not sure I need one. And that's what I need to talk to her about. Ultimately, the decision is mine. If I want to go ahead and use an agent, they can help get me more opportunities for writing, whether it be technical or something else. And we'll see what happens there. See if she's got a spiel. Not off to a good start because we had a scheduled time today that she missed. She left me a voicemail about 3 hours after our appointed time. So from a managerial perspective, that's not a good way to start your career. That's it for me. I've got a lot of things to go, as it sounds like. A lot of things happening. A lot of things keeping busy, but I will try to spend an occasional 5, 10, 15 minutes giving you an update. If you've got any comments and you'd like to drop me a line, say hi, feedback on anything here, things you'd like to hear about more or less, give me an email, chuck@chuckchat.com. Love to hear from you. I know that some of you do not listen to Technorama on a regular basis. Some of you do or do not listen to the Gmail podcast. Those are pretty much straightforward content. This is a peek behind the scenes to all that. And when possible, include the family, like the last one from the Red Wings game. That was a lot of fun. And hope to hear from you soon. Thanks. I'll talk to you later. 101.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.